This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Alyssa Block. In Afghanistan today, a suicide bomber attacked a wedding party in Kandahar province. At least 40 people were killed. Violence is expected to escalate in the south of the country this summer as U.S.-led forces ramp up their operations. Also today, General Stanley McChrystal, the top commander in Afghanistan, said the Kandahar operation is moving more slowly than expected. He was in Brussels along with Defense Secretary Robert Gates. They were pressuring allies to send more troops to Afghanistan so that U.S. forces can start to draw down next summer. NPR's Rachel Martin reports from Brussels.
If U.S. forces are supposed to start going home next summer, U.S. Secretary of Defense Robert Gates says he needs to see proof that the war is moving in the right direction by the end of this year.
If we are making progress, if it's clear that we have the right strategy, then I think that people will be patient. The one thing that I think none of the publics, and I would say including the American public, will tolerate is the perception of a stalemate.
But today, his top commander in Afghanistan says a key operation in Kandahar is going to take months longer than planned.
I think it will take a number of months for this to play out, but I don't think that's necessarily a bad thing. I think it's more important we get it right than we get it fast.
At a NATO defense summit in Brussels, General Stanley McChrystal said his commanders learned crucial lessons from the major military operation in Marja earlier this year, mainly that security gains aren't sustainable without the support of the local population.
As we conduct counterinsurgency operations around the country in the Helmand River Valley, we are reminded that it's a deliberate process. It takes time to convince people.
But the clock is ticking. U.S. forces have roughly 12 months before President Obama wants to start pulling some of them out. And it's unclear just what Afghanistan should look like at that point. Secretary Gates says Afghanistan should have a functioning government that people trust and an established rule of law. No small accomplishment. But those ambitions have limits.
We are not there to build 21st century Afghanistan. None of us will be alive that long.
Both Gates and McChrystal say the key to standing down U.S. forces in Afghanistan is getting Afghan security forces to step up. The Afghan police and National Army have met recruitment goals. The problem is, says Gates, there aren't enough NATO troops to train them. So he's been going door to door, asking partners to pony up the extra 450 trainers needed. Here he is after meeting with allies last week in Singapore.
As I say, I didn't get any commitments, but everybody understands the importance of this, and I will continue going around with my hand out.
Whether NATO allies decide to reach into their pockets is unclear. The past few months, Europe has seen the worst of the global economic crisis, with some countries poised to make the biggest cuts to their defense budgets since the Cold War. This is how Britain's new defense minister, Liam Fox, described the current climate.
People don't quite understand the size of the public debt in the UK, but it's probably about the equivalent of borrowing some £1.2 million every single day since the birth of Christ.
There are already more than 9,000 British troops fighting in Afghanistan, and Gates said this week that he would be asking more of other NATO members.
My view is that those allies and partners who are not prepared to commit combat forces or to increase the number of their combat forces should step up when it comes to trainers.
The capability of Afghan security forces will be a key benchmark General McChrystal will assess in December when he conducts a strategic overview of the war. If he can show even modest gains at that point, Secretary Gates says it will help to navigate a difficult path, convincing Americans that they can start to pull out in 2011, while convincing Afghans that the U.S. is prepared to stay as long as it takes. Rachel Martin, NPR News, Brussels.